Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Tuesday, October 13th, 2020, Steve Cypress here, and apparently it is Amazon Prime Day, or maybe it's called just simply Prime Day, and then I just found out it's 2 days, so I am way behind the curve here. I've been on Amazon for years, and it took me years for using it. I bought a lot of books. Anyone that knows me knows I had, before we moved from Chicago, I had 18 bookshelves, floor to ceiling, all filled up. And then piles of books all over the place on top of it. Gave away a ton of stuff before we moved and went down to 6 bookshelves. And now I think I'm back up to 8 or 9 and piles of books all over the place as well. So getting back up there. I love books. And I have a ton of them I put onto an iPad even from the Kindle. That's all I bought on Amazon for years. Even when they were selling other stuff, I just wasn't paying attention to the whole thing, but I loved going to Amazon and buying books. And so I was like, Prime, why would I pay for Amazon Prime as long as I think I had to buy 2 or 3 books at a time, get over 25 or 50 bucks or whatever the number was, and they were shipped free anyway. And even if not, it was like $3 and, didn't even check it out. But then a few years ago, I finally got into the game of like Amazon sells everything on earth. And I guess, of course, I signed up for Prime. I'm like, free shipping. I have people telling me, do you realize Prime, it was $100 a year when I first signed up, but now I think it's 120, so it's $10 a month. And you've got to buy enough stuff that will be shipped at $10 a month savings on the shipping to make it worthwhile or to get savings on the price. I guess they have fantastic prices too. And that was my original thinking was, books are like $3.99 to get shipped, at least they were back in the day before I was an Amazon Prime member. And I was like, for $100 a year, $8 a month, I would have had to buy more than 2 books a month to make that worthwhile. And just getting close doesn't make sense. Why shell out $100 up front if you're going to get back $102 or $105 after a year of shopping? So never really paid any attention to it. And this whole Prime Day thing, I never paid any attention to it until today. And as I went onto Facebook to log in, which I do every day, to record my daily Facebook Live video, as I've done every day for a little over 3.5 years now, I saw one of my clients was posting something about, oh, it's Amazon Prime Day, I can't wait to see how much my fantastic wife is going to spend today. What do you guess? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess 0, because that's what I'm going to spend. And I was like, I never even got caught up in the whole thing, Prime Day. First of all, it's October. I thought, is this, I guess I got to check into it. I got to wake up and check this out. But are people doing Christmas shopping? So Amazon is kind of launching way early. It's not that, or maybe a month and a half. Yeah, it's kind of way early Christmas shopping, but having their own Prime Day and bringing in billions of dollars. So anyway, I logged on to there. And right away it says, oh, here's some deals suggested for you. Because of course, Amazon, Google, all these tech big websites know more about us than we know about ourselves. So Amazon knows all the stuff I bought over the past few years, and they recommend some stuff. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it says 10% off, 15% off, so save $8, $5, $7. What we bought recently? Light bulbs, batteries, I don't remember, bird food. It was some real basic stuff. A notepad, yellow line notepads. I'm like, it's suggesting all kinds of stuff like that for like, the stuff is like 10 or 15, 20 bucks. So it saved $3, save $5. I'm like, what? So I got to check it out more. I guess there's, if you're going to buy a TV or something, or I don't know, big piece of furniture or something, maybe you save $100. And now that I think about it, it makes sense. If you can save $120 on Amazon Prime Day, pays for the whole year of Amazon Prime right there. So maybe that's the big deal. People are looking to, or thinking, or a laptop, maybe a $2,000 laptop, you get it for $1,500 or $1,700 or something. Man, now it's worth being on Prime. I needed it for a month, And I just waited till Amazon Prime Day and saved the money. See, I don't, if I need something, I just go get it. I didn't like, maybe I'll do that next year. As we need stuff, I'll say, can we wait on the batteries for a month? Can we wait on those? Can we, you know, have that room dark for a while? I'll do the light bulbs on Amazon Prime Day and save up enough stuff to save the Amazon Prime annual membership on that day. Maybe I'll do that. But otherwise, I was unimpressed. Probably because I, now that I think about it, didn't do any planning or any homework on it. I was unimpressed that you save $5 or $10 on stuff. I'm like, that's motivating? That's like a big deal? That's what's getting people to go crazy and wait for Amazon Prime Day to go in and save $5 on something? So, I don't know. I'll have to ask around and get with the times and figure out what's such a big deal. And then I saw that it's 2 days, so it's on tomorrow too. So maybe I'll log back in tomorrow and see what deals it suggests for me then. But, you know, ever since this shutdown hit, launching the greatest time of opportunity of our lifetimes, I've been in nonstop acquisition mode. Revenue coming in, new businesses, new streams of income, building all kinds of stuff, launching all kinds of projects. I got so many irons in the fire and so many things launching and setting up for so much future revenue and success. I just have not been in buying mode. I mean, like I said, we got to buy stuff. We got to buy food, light bulbs, batteries, bird food. I like watching the birds out my window. We fill that thing up, but I've been in this kind of necessity mode. I think maybe it's part of this whole shutdown thing. You know, can't travel, can't go out to a game, can't go to a movie, can't go out to dinner, you know, without, I have no interest in going out to dinner and feeling like I'm in a jail somewhere, surrounded by plexiglass, wearing a mask, you know, everything, you know, waiters with gloves on. I'm, you know, unless it's white gloves and tuxedos in a fine dining restaurant. But you know what I mean? I have no interest in any of that stuff. So it's kind of like my whole mind for the last 7 months has been on just basic necessity mode. And there's not a lot of fun in the world. And yeah, we can set up a lot of streams of income. But we can't host our neighbors over for a party. You know, got to have no more than 6 or 10 or whatever the number is. Had events canceled, had a party canceled, had tickets to a game canceled, all kinds of stuff, all the fun stuff. You know, travel we wanted to do, no. So I guess my Amazon Prime purchases don't look too exciting recently. Maybe I'll gear up for it next year. Anyway, if anyone wants to post in a comment below, wherever you're watching this, listening to it, reading it, whatever, to clue me in about what's the big deal about Amazon Prime Day, I'd love to know. Thanks for your input. Otherwise, that'll do it for Topical Tuesday. I know it's a big day. I believe Amazon sets records for sales as if they need to, as if they don't already set records for sales every day, but they bring in probably some multiple of billions of dollars today. So I know it's technically a big deal. And that's why I'm talking about it here on Topical Tuesday. And Grant Miller is here. Great seeing you, Grant Miller. In honor of you, I am going to sun my buns here in way too sunny southern Arizona. You caught me just at the end, Grant. That's it for Topical Tuesday for me. But I will be back tomorrow on Worldwide Web Wednesday. I've got some news for you, some shocking news, major change in the world. I think it's got a little bit to do with social media, so I'll either share tomorrow on Worldwide Wednesday or I'll save it till social media Saturday, but I think I'll share it tomorrow. And hopefully you'll be with me then. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.